verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin.
Welcome back. We're glad to be here with you today, and Pastor Mark has his mouth full. We have been talking about servanthood and good manners, and he has a mouth full of chocolate.
Off on the job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Pastor Starr, somebody fill in for me till I finish this.
So, on the topic of servanthood and manners, we're here with Bishop Otis Clark, 107 years young.
Wow.
He is the oldest traveling preacher.
Wow.
In the world. And he's been serving for 88 years.
That really put things in perspective for me, Pastor Starr, because that's the ultimate in servanthood. Serving for 88 years. The reality is, if you are a Christian, you are a servant. And if you are not a Christian, as one of our listeners tonight, you are still being taught. It might be subconsciously. You are being taught in an aspect of servanthood, especially if you have a job that you go to, if you like to go out to restaurants. You are experiencing on a daily basis what it means to serve. And so we like to open up this segment by really being transparent with our listeners. We have that habit here of doing so on Crystal the Rock, because we don't like any of our listeners to ever feel that we are talking at you. We are literally in the boat with you with a paddle or an oar. And so we're going to start going around the studio, and we're going to share some examples of servanthood in hopes that one of our testimonies or one of our life stories will be able to resonate with one of you. And then it clicks like, wow, you know, I was going to quit that job tomorrow, but I'm going to go back. And before we get started, I don't know if we got this on the last segment, the lady shared something with us that I'll never forget the rest of my life. What a TIP, that acronym means, to ensure promptness. And that, for me, I will literally hold on to and begin implementing immediately. And so tonight I want Pastor Vargas to get us started tonight when it comes down to the essence of what servanthood is. And I want him to share a personal testimony of service and how he has modeled that in his life.
Well, I'm going to use my son. He's going to be 11 tomorrow. One time he came to, after the church meeting, he came to the house and we were in bed, and he told me that that I was a servant. I said, what do you mean that I'm a servant? I knew what he was trying to say, but I was just trying to get out of his spirit. He said, when you go and minister to people, you're serving people. And when you serve people, you're serving God. And then he began to tell me about how, in the ways I would serve the people. And that really blessed me, because at that age, he has an understanding. And so in order for us to be honored by God, yeah, we have to honor the King. And we have to serve the King with a humble heart. We don't serve for profit or gain. We serve because we love him. The Bible says that that we're sons now. The sons are the ones that are buying the house, not the servant.
Mm-hmm.
But as sons, we choose to serve the Most High God.
Good.
In order to serve him, we must have a humble heart and put on the mind of Christ. So I'm going to let Dr. Gwyneth expound some more on this, because it's we're talking about servanthood and serving the King. So I'm going to let Dr. Gwyneth.
Well, thank you. You know, I was thinking about, you know, just being an example. Some, you know, people that are around us, they pick up. It's like an impartation.
Right.
And I guess a better way to say that, some things are not taught, but they're caught.
Yeah. Amen.
And when we are around people there's an impartation. We see other people doing it. And I know one particular culture in, I was thinking about in Zimbabwe, when we go, they are there serving. There to wash your hands and to serve you at the table, and you look and say, this is really what service is about. And I know growing up in a Pentecostal church and just kind of reflecting on my spiritual mom and dad, who I, matter of fact, devoted this and dedicated my book about the new wave of refreshing in Azusa, they always taught us about service and serving. But they also led by examples. The elders would always be there to serve the bishops. And when we were young teenagers, we were always there to serve our pastor, to serve our pastor's wife. And I was just kind of reflecting over, he had asked us to reflect over our lives. And I remember as a teenager, just being there to do secretarial work for the pastor, for his wife. I remember at 16 years old, I put on the pastor's appreciation and was there just to serve them. And they still talk about that to this day. Just about 2 months ago, I was talking to my godmother, and she said, do you remember you used to serve in the Sunday school and bring all the kids? And she was saying things that I forgot about that we used to do and different projects we had and taking the children to the circus and just being there to kind of encourage them. And we were reflecting on our clothing ministry. That's right. And so I would just say to young people, when you're out there, just be there to serve and to uplift your pastors. And most people that know me think I am very, very quiet in the church. I've always sat there and I sat in the back, or if I'm sitting in the front, just to serve and see what the pastor wanted me to do. And I've done that most of my life.
Yes, ma'am.
Just being there to take, you know, for this is my 24th year taking teams overseas, and I've always been under a covering.
Yes, ma'am.
And in a church. So you just kind of asked for a little bit of our testimony about of kind of chronicles the history of my life and what I've done. But I've enjoyed it, from knocking on doors to street witnessing, trying to promote all the churches that I've been under and to evangelize. And so it's all about serving God.
Before we
serving
get
him.
I'm sorry, Dr. Gwen, before we get to Bishop Clark, I want you to give our listeners some information as far as contact information, not only for you, but Bishop Clark's webpage and the book's information. I went online and did some research before we even got to this point in anticipation of this. I was looking for him last week, and so it was kind of a letdown for me when I came to the studio, like, he's what? Not, you know, but he's here. But
amen.
My point is this. I did some work and kind of did some looking, and I know our listeners want to be able to pull stuff up for themselves. I think I pulled some stuff up on TBN and just different things, and I was kind of in awe. And so I want you to provide our listeners an opportunity to be able to have that same experience that I did via a website. Tell us about some information.
Right, you can go to TBN has done, actually one of our board members put that on YouTube, the TBN documentary.
Yeah.
They did a 6-minute. Also, the 700 Club has done something, so people can see that. You can go to our website. Our book chronicles his life, tells the whole history, which is called His Story, History, and His Secret. As I said earlier, you can get it from lifeenrichmentinc.com, and tells all about the natural man as well as the spiritual. We even have a picture of him in there sewing. And we also wrote a book about 20 years ago about the Azusa Mission. We have that available, and a new wave of refreshing if you would like to get that. And we're located in Seattle, Washington. As we stated, you could visit us and get the address. And our phone number, our office number, is 253-838-1592. That's 253-838-1592. But it tells a lot about his life and chronicles it. You can also go on Facebook And he's under Bishop Otis G. Clark. And make sure you go and visit Star Williams and myself, Gwyneth Williams. That's G-W-Y-N-E-T-H. And we tell our story. And so we're excited about the things that God is doing and what he's doing in our lives.
I want Pastor Star, at this point, I want her to share with our listeners a personal story of service before we hear from our guest, Bishop Clark, because I think she's in an age range definitely that our listeners would be able to connect with. And so I want her to share a personal testimony in regards to service that our listeners might be able to connect with.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is one that comes to mind. We have our, you know, we live in Washington State, and we have often have a lot of people come to our home for various, you know, various things. The students of the school come to the house, etc. And so one thing we always like to do is make sure that everyone is served, like with tea or coffee or refreshments, and generally I'll spearhead that. But that's one thing, and everyone looks forward to coming over because they know they're gonna. So oftentimes they get a full course meal.
Right,
you know,
right.
They'll get salmon, vegetables, right. And you know. So we always cook for them, and that's one thing they always say. We like coming over here because we know we're going to get a good meal. Mm-hmm. We're going to get, you know, refreshments. And one thing I like to make is it's called the red and green salad. I put everything in it as either red or green. So red grapes or green cucumbers and spinach. And so that's kind of, and it takes 2 hours to chop up all the vegetables.
Wow.
But everybody really enjoys, you know, doing that. And so it's a labor of love, but I know that it's, you know, it's a way to serve them. And, you know, even as a minister and as a pastor, I mean, that is what the definition of a minister.
That is correct.
Is servant.
Servant. That's all we are. Bishop Clark, I would like to ask you, what do you feel about how could we better serve not only the church, but most of our listeners, I would gather to say, are not Christians or saved. So how can the church, how can we as Christians serve the world? Mm-hmm. How can we serve a sinner so that they know that I have an opportunity to get this same Jesus that they have, this same Holy Spirit, this same Holy Ghost that they're talking about that's making their lives so beautiful? How can we serve them so that they can have him also?
Now, to be perfectly honest with you and with all of us, I would like to say that the church world as a whole have actually been misled.
Yes, sir.
We haven't actually followed the apostles' teaching like the Bible told us to do.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to be followers of God, and we're supposed to accept the teachings of the apostles.
Amen.
Which we, in this day and time, we have set them aside, thinking that they are past knowledge. That past knowledge means they're taking that knowledge with them. And they don't give us the knowledge that we do to have today in the churches of God. Mm-hmm. We have accepted the fact that Jesus, who is the Son of God, and who gave his life that we might know the truth, And the truth is the only thing that actually sets you free. Yeah. You're free when you know the truth. God actually shows Apostle Paul, along with his son Jesus, to be a teacher of the New Testament church. There's a New Testament, and there's an Old Testament. But the Old Testament was without the genuine knowledge of God or the power of God. They was wise. They had wisdom. But they didn't have the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost was not given to the early apostles.
Right. Well, Bishop, I definitely want to get ready to transition us into one of our final segments of songs. But before we transition into the next segment, I just want our listeners to know that the quickest way, this Holy Spirit, this Holy Ghost that we're talking about, it is actually God himself living inside of us. Mm-hmm. And he is not a respecter of persons. He does not play favorites. In other words, we're simply trying to convey to you tonight that just like we have God on our side, he can also be on your side, too. But the only way that's possible is you have to make a confession to accept Jesus Amen. Christ as Lord and Savior, because there is no other way to God right. but through Jesus Christ.
I
make
agree.
No mistake about that.
I agree. It's not,
you know, you can call Christians dogmatic, but we didn't make the rules. God, the creator of the universe, mm-hmm. simply said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And trying to do it any other way other than Jesus Christ is like a thief coming in that's caught and dealt with. And so with that said, we're going to get us ready with this music transition as you settle in for one of our last segments of the night. We're going to prepare you for the next segment, which we're going to talk about the way to Jesus to make sure that it's clearly understood how you can get to him. Because the essence is Jesus gave us a perfect example by serving us. And now we have access to God. Thanks for joining us right here on Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM. After the break, we will be right back to introduce you to this man that we have the privilege of knowing. God bless. See you in a bit.
Salvado mi alma, también me libertó, Él me dio la victoria, se ha llevado el dolor. sano todo mi corazón.
Mi corazón,
toda mi alma libertó.
Me libertó.
Mi corazón me transformó.
Me transformó.
Ahora sí siento que soy yo. Ya no hay más llanto ni dolor.
Ya no hay dolor.
Y todo lo que
mi ser.
Hoy damos gracias al Señor.
Gracias a Dios. ¡Hey!
Sociedades Bíblicas, Memo y el Ungido.
Dime qué vas a hacer. ¿Alguna vez has preguntado qué sería de tu vida sin él? Cada día es una oportunidad, no la des perder, porque todo es posible para el que tenga fe.
A mí, cuando nadie me vio. llegaste a mí cuando nadie me amó. Me viste a mí cuando nadie me vio. Me amaste a mí cuando nadie me amó. Y me diste nombre. Yo soy tu niña, la niña de tus ojos, porque me amaste a mí y me diste nombre. Yo soy tu niña, la niña de tus ojos.